A Russian astronaut orbited the Earth. He came back with the statement, "I didn't see God up there, but John did." And he recorded it in the fourth chapter of Revelation. There's coming a day when there'll be no Christians in the world. What happened when God took Noah out of the world? It was destroyed by a flood. What happened when God took Lot out of Sodom? It was destroyed by fire. What's keeping God from destroying the world today? The presence of the Christians. After chapter 3 of the book of Revelation, there are no more Christians in the world because the saved have experienced the rapture. The unsaved will experience retribution. Something like this will take place at the rapture. A husband and a wife want to go to a nightclub for fun. They get the Christian babysitter to sit with their baby. Coming home about 3 o'clock in the morning, the husband says to the wife, "Let's not disturb them. We'll slip in quietly." Taking out his key, he unlocks the door. He walks into the living room with his wife, but the babysitter isn't there. Her coat is there, but she isn't there. "Oh," the wife says, "she must be in the bedroom with the baby." They go into the bedroom, but the baby isn't there. The Christian babysitter isn't there. The Lord has come and taken them home to heaven. Invisibly, noiselessly, miraculously, the Christians will vanish from the earth. People will see driverless cars, pilotless planes, engineerless trains. Then the unsaved will see that the Bible is true. But then it will be too late. Are you ready for the rapture? If you're not saved, receive Jesus now, right now, won't you? As we come to chapter 4, we come to the heart of Revelation. We'll see the great drama of the sovereignty of God. And we'll see that God is in control. The devil, who is the prince of this world, may claim the sovereignty, but he's a liar. Though the battle still rages, victory belongs to the Lord. Amid the changing scenes, the Lord is working out his purposes. He's sovereign. Don't ever forget that. The curtain is about to be raised, and the drama is about to begin as we come to the fourth chapter. It's exciting. We're going to see that the ultimate outcome of the struggle between the Lord and the devil is decided in heaven. Let's consider the summons. This is found in verse 1. "After this I looked, and behold, a door was opened in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must be hereafter." The expression "after this" is "after these things." The contents of chapter 3 and the catching away of the Christians. In John 10:9, Jesus said, "I am the door." In Revelation 3:8, we see the door of opportunity. In Revelation 3:20, we see the door of salvation. And now in Revelation 4:1, we see the door of revelation. Today, the door is open for the preaching of the gospel. That's why we're working literally day and night. We don't know when it will be closed. We're doing everything we can now. Now Christ is standing at the door of hearts and he's knocking. When the last soul has received him, he'll open the door to heaven, and we'll be caught up. This age of grace could come to an end at any moment. If you're not saved, or if you're not sure you're saved, receive Jesus now by praying, Lord, I open the door of my heart. Please come in. And he will come in, for he says, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hear my voice and open the door, I will come in. John said in verse 1 of chapter 4, The voice of the Lord was as it were a trumpet. Then John was summoned to heaven at any day, and it may be this day we'll hear the trump of God, according to 1 Thessalonians 4:17 and 18, and we'll be summoned to heaven. The Bible says, For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now, let's look at the seat. This is seen in verse 2. And immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne was set in heaven, and one sat on the throne. The translation of John from earth to heaven was immediate. The rapture will be immediate, in the twinkling of an eye. And what did John see? A throne. That's the key word of this chapter. There are 11 verses in chapter 4, and the word throne appears 12 times. Revelation began with the throne, verse 4 of chapter 1. It ends with a throne, verse 3, chapter 22. Revelation is the throne book of the Bible. A throne was set, is what John said. God's throne has always been there. Despite the sin and sorrow in the world, the persecution and the pain, God hasn't abdicated. The throne is filled. God's there. He's in control. Don't ever forget it. Sometimes when we read of the rapes and the murders and the wars, we may wonder, but God is still on the throne. But my friend, let me ask you, is God on the throne in your heart? It's one thing for him to be a resident in your heart, but it's another thing for him to be the president of your heart. Right now, make him the president of your heart. Put the Lord Jesus on the throne of your heart, won't you?